Salvia grugi is also known as autumn sage. Back in Texas, I didn't understand why it was called autumn sage because it seemed to bloom as heavy in the spring as it does in the fall. But in colder climates like we have here in Albuquerque, it really does best in the fall, although it is stunning in the spring also and blooms off and on all through the growing season. One of the longest blooming plants that we sell along with the yarrows. And forms a rounded mound, usually 3 foot by 3 foot at the largest. To properly maintain it, you want to really cut it back heavily in the winter or early spring. Probably to a full grown one, I'd cut it back to the size of a basketball. So if you do that, it gets much fuller, blooms much more. If you don't do that, which is people have a tendency to do because it'll persist with some evergreen leaves, and even late in the year you'll see some blooms on it and you hesitate to cut it back. But when winter comes, cut it back heavily. There's a video on my website videos of how to do this. You're pretty much chopping the thing down pretty strongly, considering how big it can get in a year. You want to fertilize it in the spring. There's a lot of colors available. If you want something that looks a little interesting and that the neighbors don't have, request that we mix them. We can do whites, pinks, and reds in a group of three. And then when the three plants grow together, it looks like you have a plant that is blooming three colors. Interesting approach. I learned it many years ago back in Texas from one of the first designers that I worked with, popularized by Manuel Flores, an associate of mine in San Antonio, native to this area. Excellent plant.